Do you hear about the woman got pregnant with the turkey baster? This is wild. Yeah. A surrogate mother, eager to provide a child for her sister, became pregnant after using a turkey baster to complete the insemination process. And then she stood on her head for 30 minutes. And it worked. It turned out this woman wanted the child desperately. And her sister was going to take care of it. So, you know, with the help of her husband and a sample, they were going to do this. Well, it turns out that after all these fertility drugs, 6 years, $15,000 worth of in vitro fertilization, they came up with this approach, the turkey baster. Is that unbelievable? They say they're going to be completely honest with the kid when he's born and tell him about, geez, think of the neurosis this kid will have on Thanksgiving, huh? Imagine that. Good thing the pilgrims didn't kill a cat. Imagine the jokes we'd have on Thanksgiving every year. But the turkey baster. So here we have all these fancy, schmancy ways of getting somebody pregnant. Wouldn't you know, the turkey baster. Well, I say, whatever works, right? Whatever works. The headline about the woman got pregnant with a turkey baster is right over another headline that says Sniper Wounds 9 in L.A. And the, on the one hand, this guy that did the shooting in L.A. yesterday, he was somebody's baby. Somebody used a turkey baster maybe to get him going. Somebody had all the hopes and fears and dreams. Somebody coddled him to take his first few steps. Right? Somebody said, come on. Come on, walk. Somebody had high hopes for him. Somebody bronzed his baby shoes. See, like these two women in the picture, the turkey baster baby. They're thrilled. It's like Christmas. They're pregnant. They got a baby. And then you look down, Sniper Wounds 9 in L.A. He was somebody's baby, too, wasn't he? He was somebody that somebody went to those annoying PTA meetings. He's outgrown his ice skates again. Oh, no! And now, he'll be in the slammer. He'll be everybody's baby now. I always look at the bright side. Here, you see the woman that's in her belly, hadn't even gestated yet. And now here's this other guy, headed for the slammer, handcuffed. But yet people want to have those babies, don't they? Ah, they always think that they got the next nuclear scientist in there. They always think they got the next vaccine discoverer. Nobody thinks they got the next parking lot sniper. The next
David Koresh.
Brewing. I remember I took a vacation one time. I was walking down the beach, just alone with my thoughts, and I was sitting there and doing some reading, and I was approached by another couple that said, sir, excuse us for interrupting your tranquility, but couldn't help notice your grotesque overdevelopment, and the fact that you're reading a leather-bound Poe classic shows you have a keen mind and pumped-up body. I said, let me introduce myself. And he shook my hand and introduced me to his wife. He said, you know, the one thing we've wanted, we have success, we have money. We've wanted a baby. We gotta have a baby. And it's very important in my family that the line continue. For some reason, I guess, I don't know, I'm shooting blanks or whatever, I just can't seem to... I can't go to a clinic. We can't go artificial. If my family knew, they'd ostracize me. It's got to be something of my own creation. If I go to a clinic, it'll get out. I said, so what can I do? He said, you can help me out with my wife. I mean, she's a beautiful woman, isn't she? I said, yes, she's gorgeous. She's lovely. He said, well, God, I'll come out and say it. I want you to make love to my wife. We want to have a baby, and I just can't go the normal means. And the only thing I can pay you with is, well, I could give you money if you want, but I kind of think it's a beautiful thing that you'd be doing for me, and Lord knows you'd enjoy it. Look at my wife. I said, yeah, she's sweet. I said, well, as long as there's no... Oh, what the hell, I'll help you out. I wasn't planning on dating, but this ain't really a date. I just go up and give your wife a little bit of the old what-ho, huh? But I could see it was affecting him. His eyes were brimming with tears, and hers were brimming with tears, and... I said, well, look, I don't have to do this. You people came up to me. If you're going to cry about it, I don't want a scene here. I'm on vacation. I'm perfectly happy to sit here. I've been divorced. I don't want to hear any help. The guy said, no, it's 9 o'clock tonight. Here's our room key. I'll be downstairs in the bar drinking bubbles. So I went back to my room. I'm thinking, this is pretty sweet. I checked my Tecostal foliage, plucked any wayward follicles, slapped a little aqua velva under the old armpit. Yeah. Scraped any fomunda. And then I went up there. 9 o'clock sharp. She opened the door, coyly. I walked in. I said, so, we want to have a drink first or so? She said, no, this isn't a date. I love my husband. I want to sit here drinking champagne and eating chocolate-covered strawberries. This is a procedure that you've been kind enough to help us out with. Well, I said, all right, well, let the procedure begin. Who's your daddy? 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 Oh, God, it was unbelievable. She... completely free with herself. I think everybody in the hotel heard her. Sounds like a bathtub, isn't it now? Oh, God. I say, all in all, we must have had a 45-minute spectacle. I could barely, I got out of the bed, my legs buckled, fell to the floor, one of those kind of times. Sweat. I was seeing black spots in front of my eyes. Worked up such a lather. I pulled my pants on, didn't even bother with my shoes and socks. Only buttoned 3 buttons on the front of the shirt. And I said, should I kiss you goodbye? She said, no. I said, oh, God. All right. So I walk into the lounge. There's the guy sitting there, knocking back Rob Roy after Rob Roy. I come walking, dress pants and bare feet, carrying my shoes and socks, soaked with sweat. His wife lipstick smeared all over my neck. Eyes bloodshot. Spitting pube. I said, well, is it done? I said, it is A1 done, Jack. We did everything two human beings can do in that show. It was unbelievable. He said, I don't want to hear about it. I just want to say, buddy, you got a hell of a wife there. He said, well, I'm glad it's all over. I said, yeah, that's the good news. The bad news is, out of force of habit, I wore a condom. Oh, no!
Woo, it's hot stuff, man. The Grease Man Show.